How are you doing with Dix? Jen said. He's tough, Jesse said. They were walking on Newbury Street. It was Saturday, and the street was crowded with 30-ish men and women dressed in high-styled weekend casual clothes. He's in a tough business, Jen said. She stopped to look at some shoes in a store window. I love those shoes, Jen said. So why don't you buy them, Jesse said. Because I haven't looked enough, Jen said. I might see something down the street that I like better. They moved on. Do you like him? Jen said. Dix? He's hard. So are you, Jen said. Glad you noticed. Not like that, Jen said. You are like a cold stone when you need to be. So? So, you're not hard with me or with people who don't require it. Yeah. So, maybe that's how it is with Dix. I mean, how hard can he be if he chooses to do what he does, Jen said. True, Jesse said. Is he doing you any good? Jen said. Yeah, I think he is. Can you say? Not yet, Jesse said. We're ranging pretty far afield. Are you talking about us? Jen said. Yes. Jen paused to look at a pantsuit on a mannequin in another window. That's adorable, Jen said. Don't you have one just like it? No, I used to have one that color, but I've never owned one with that cut. Of course not, Jesse said. Is there a connection between me and your drinking? Jen said. I drank too much before I met you, Jesse said. Do you see him regularly? Jen said. Twice a week if I can, Jesse said. Sometimes I can't. Will you stay with it? Yes. Jen patted him lightly on the back. You, Jesse said. Stay in therapy? Yes. Oh, God, yes, Jen said. I may be a lifer. Jen stopped suddenly and looked across the street. Come on, she said, and slid through the motionless traffic to a store window on the other side of Newbury. Jesse followed. Jen was staring at a pair of jewel-studded bright blue silk shoes with a high heel and strap and long pointed toes. Those are the shoes, she said. And they went into the store.